This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil. A super typhoon slammed into the eastern Philippines with ferocious winds early Sunday, killing about a dozen, with about a million people having to be evacuated. The main international airport in Manila has been closed. Typhoon Goni hit at dawn with sustained winds of 140 miles per hour and gusts of 174 miles per hour. The Philippine Weather Agency says it's blowing west toward densely populated regions, including Manila, and rain-soaked provinces still recovering from a typhoon that hit a week ago and left at least 22 people dead. The military and national police, along with the Coast Guard and firefighters, have been put on full alert. About a million people have been preemptively moved into shelters, mostly schools and government buildings. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson announced that the government is putting all of England under a month-long lockdown next week after being warned that a resurgent coronavirus outbreak will be overwhelming hospitals in weeks without tough action. Johnson said in a televised news conference that the new measures will begin Thursday and last until December 2nd. Non-essential shops must close and people will only be able to leave home for a short list of reasons. Unlike during the UK's first lockdown, schools, universities, and manufacturing businesses will stay open. The UK reported more than 21,900 new confirmed virus cases Saturday. Portugal's government on Saturday announced new lockdown restrictions from November 4th for most of the country, telling people to stay at home except for work, school, or shopping, and ordered companies to switch to remote working. A day after daily coronavirus infections hit a record high, the Prime Minister, Antonio Costa, said the measures would cover 121 municipalities, including the key regions of Lisbon and Porto. The affected areas are home to about 70% of Portugal's population of roughly 10 million. This is VOA News. French police say a Greek Orthodox priest is recovering after being shot while closing his church in the city of Lyon. The city's prosecutor says that the police arrested an unarmed individual who resembled descriptions of the gunman. They're working to determine if he is the assailant. A police official says the priest was shot in the abdomen with a hunting rifle and taken to a local hospital with life-threatening injuries. The motive for the shooting is still unclear. It happened 2 days after an Islamic extremist knife attack at a Catholic church in the city of Nice that killed 3 people, and amid tensions over a French newspaper's publication of caricatures mocking the Muslim prophet Muhammad. Residents of Izmir flocked to parks for safety Saturday, staying away from homes damaged in Friday's earthquake in case more tremors occur. The quake hit western Turkey, killing at least 35 people and injured hundreds more. Rescue operations continue amid the rubble. Turkey is crisscrossed by fault lines and prone to earthquakes. Scotland's First Minister, Nicola Sturgeon, paid tribute to James Bond actor Sir Sean Connery on Saturday following his death at the age of 90. The politician described the film icon as one of the world's greatest actors in a home video released on the day of his death. Reflecting on Connery's Scottish roots, Sturgeon said the nation of Scotland is mourning one of their best-loved sons. The actor was best known for his role as a charismatic secret agent James Bond, though he had humble beginnings in Scotland. In the final weekend before Election Day, U.S. President Donald Trump and his challenger, Democrat Joe Biden, headed out on the campaign trail. The president has been focusing on Pennsylvania while the former vice president was in Michigan. At one of his rallies, Mr. Trump told the crowd he is the ultimate Washington outsider, and that's why the establishment opposes him. At an event in Michigan, the former vice president said Mr. Trump has surrendered the fight against the coronavirus, something he would never do. The former vice president is concentrating on battleground states that Mr. Trump carried in 2016. Mr. Trump is scrambling to defend a wide swath of territory and is putting his hopes for re-election on 2 of the most popular swing states. Those are Florida and Pennsylvania. And again, French police said a Greek Orthodox priest, or say a Greek Orthodox priest, was shot Saturday outside his church in the city of Lyon, and authorities are still looking for the assailant, although they do have someone in custody. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil. VOA News.